Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendorg Kokubles Show. My name is Nixendorg Kokubles, the namesake for this here podcast. Well, I had no idea what I wanted to cover for this week. I still have questions available linked in the show notes, which a lot of listeners seem to be afraid to ask. I am perfectly all right with anybody not wanting to ask questions yet. I get it. It takes time to acclimate yourself to this podcast before you start getting involved with the community. And I'm willing to wait for as long as you need to acclimate before you start asking questions. If you want to vet me for what I do, for what I provide for this podcast, that I will encourage you to do. That said, though, I'll be going on to the gaming side of things this week. Board games, video games, and tabletop role-playing games. Eventually, I would want to start a consistent group of players in the basic fantasy role-playing game, which is fully Libre, under Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license for the 4th edition onwards, as a result of the Open Gaming License debacle, thanks to Hasbro's shenanigans. You can actually get the PDFs for everything on the site for 4th edition, 3rd edition, and supplements, which are all community made. Also, for those wondering, I will not be playing D&D 6th edition, which is what one D&D is, essentially. As an old school DM or GM, I feel like, that will not fly by my standards. To be completely honest with you. Now, I'd rather games like 3.5 edition, AD&D 2nd edition, BX D&D, or Basic Expert, Beckby even, or any other older version before 3.5, or new games based upon those versions I had mentioned. That I'm all in for. Now, I get it. I'm aware of Old School Essentials and some other popular RPGs that are not D&D, Osric being another example. But would I get into something like Pathfinder 2nd Edition with all the customization that would stress me out like someone trapped inside a block like in Star Wars? Yeah, me neither. BFRPG may be the best one I've found that's relatively easy to get into since it's based upon Basic Expert D&D with a 3rd edition style and some 3rd edition mechanics that are easier for those who are familiar with 5th edition, the most famous version of all the D&D variants. My opinion still stands regardless right now, but is subject to change. That's coming from a guy who actually DM'd 5e before, which shows I'm not too deep into it. I'd rather DM than play, honestly speaking. Despite that, I think going into older D&D versions and retro clones based off of them will be the best move going forward, as D&D was completely destroyed, all for corporate greed. 3.5e is the best version to some people. I don't blame them for that. It's sad what's happened to D&D, to be completely fair. Switching gears. A lot of people will know that I have been a gamer for a while. I've actually started in 2005 when I was given a Game Boy Advance SP version with some early childhood, or EC, rated games at the time. Yes, EC rating. That's rare nowadays, unfortunately. Most kids will play games that are M-rated, which I find kind of trash. Then again, I did the same somewhat back then, and primarily T-rated games, so this was normalized for me, despite being a bane. No kid should go through what I did and be exposed to these types of games. If you're a parent listening to this here podcast, I implore you to ensure your child is not exposed to any of that type of stuff, I'm talking sexually immoral things, violence, witchcraft, any of that. Also, older games do better than newer ones, as the AAA gaming industry has been completely hijacked from the top down, and there's no saving the AAA industry. Older AAA games did it better back then than even the new ones, in my honest and brutal opinion. I come from a time period, the 2000s, where things were old school, way back in the days of early gaming and technology centered around gaming. The 2010s were much worse in terms of gaming, though there were some standouts during this time. The 2020s are all about AI slop, macro transactions, politics being inserted into video games today maliciously through various means, and yes, the encrapification of video games as a whole. Seriously, this AAA industry needs to crash in order for video games to survive for the foreseeable future. Better yet, how about playing free software video games like Xenotic, Open Arena, Tux, Super Tux Kart, and many more free Libre open source video games? You can deduce I'm kinda old school when it comes to video games. As you could tell what I'm into if you've watched Kokubel's Nation, my main channel on YouTube. You'll notice that I got rid of my Odyssey channel recently, as that didn't seem to work out as I had hoped. I'd love to mirror my videos onto another service sometime soon, so I can legitimately own my content and control it. PeerTube will not work out for me, as that can have issues related to ActivityPub. If you have any ideas, feel free to let me know in the YouTube or Fountain comments. Now, for the video game genres I'm into, which there's a small list of, what I'll do is talk about a genre for those that are unaware of what the genres are, and then I'll give an example, or a few, of games I like to play in that genre. Some even have sub-genres, or genres within a genre, which I'll briefly mention. But games with subgenres will be mentioned too. So don't worry about that. Let's get started with a genre I personally don't care for, and that would be the platformer. Basically, this genre sees a character or two getting to the goal with platform-based obstacles and enemies that the player has to solve and or knock out. Most of these games come with power-ups that enhance abilities of the character as they go along to help with a lot of different things during gameplay. Think of game series like the Super Mario franchise or Sonic the Hedgehog, Mega Man, also known as Rockman in Japan, Metroid, Castlevania, and many more like it. That would be your platforming in a nutshell. I personally don't care for them all that much, to be fair. Though I did quite like playing through Super Mario Galaxy 2, which I had, in fact, played through all the way up to 120 stars. I'm sure I almost 100% of the game on a profile that I created a long time ago. I'm not sure if I have it anymore, but I could certainly check sometime. Apparently, it only took me 10 hours to do it. And not in a single day. Now, let's just get into another genre that is hit or miss for me, and that's your racer. Now, the racing genre I like the most is either your arcade racer like Need for Speed Carbon, or a sim like Assetto Corsa. I talked about iRacing on Kokyul's Nation a little, so I won't get into it. Sims like Grand Prix 4, Assetto Corsa, Gran Turismo 4, or Simcade like Forza Motorsport 4, Project Cars, and NASCAR Racing 2003 season, though I think NR2003 and Project Cars are also full sims. They were pretty good in my opinion. Oh, by the way, yes, I had played all of those games I mentioned. Not iRacing though, because, yeah, I don't want to be bound by the sporting code. The arcade racers, on the other hand, like Mario Kart Wii, Need for Speed Carbon, Need for Speed Most Wanted 2005 and 2012 versions, Need for Speed... shoot, even Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2010 or 2011 version, Super Tux Kart, Sonic Roboblast 2 Kart, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, but the OG and Transform variants, Revolt through RVGL for PC, and many more are good arcade racers one could go ahead and play. Again, this shows how old school I am when it comes to 3D gaming, judging by how old school the games are. Next, we get into the adventure games. Those should hopefully be self-explanatory. The character has something that needs to be done, usually in some sort of faraway area from the start of the game to the end goal. Really, the only adventure games I had played were the Uncharted games, though I had beaten Uncharted 4 when I first got my PS4 some time ago. I was surprised at how well that had gone for me, though I had also beaten the first two games as well. I was playing the third one at the time, but I gave up on that, and I still have an Uncharted game that I hadn't played yet, considered a spin-off without Nathan Drake as the protagonist. However, for PCs, the point-and-click adventure games were the thing back in the day, and Sierra were the top dogs in that category. These are 90s games I'm talking about here. I know that the Metal Jesus, as he's referred to, alongside Drunken Master Paul, among others, had worked at Sierra, I think with the point-and-click games too. Who knows, they can correct me if I'm wrong. I really am running out of music to use for this podcast. I'm making more, so don't worry about it. Anyway, next, we have the simulation games. This is a genre I'm surprised I don't play that much of, as I'm quite liking these games, even though I don't have that many. Games like PC Building Simulator, the original that is, House Flipper, Madden NFL 08, yeah, we're getting old school here. Assetto Corsa, as mentioned. And even TCG Card Shop Simulator, a new one, are all considered under the simulation category. I'd not play TCG as of yet, though, nor House Flipper. Mostly, it's simulating a job from real life, which some professionals agree what usually happens. Some other games... not so much. However, you can simulate what you can for the most part, and boy, is that vast. I personally have Game Dev Tycoon and PCBS, so I would have some first-hand experience playing simulation games, but there are others I'd like to do a series for Kokyul's Nation on, like House Flipper with all of its DLC, or even some city-building games that aren't garbage with their terms of service, like Timberborn, from what I've heard. And yes, I heard Timberborn was pretty good. I wouldn't recommend City Skylines, however, as their terms had gone sour real quick. I'd want to find a game like City Skylines that I can actually play and enjoy. Personally speaking, I might find it. And if it's free, I'll grab it and try it out. Also, since I'm into professional wrestling, knowing that it's predetermined, however, I tend to like games like WWE SmackDown Here Comes the Pain, SmackDown vs. Raw series, and I even liked the looks and mechanics of WWE 2K19 in particular. However, if I were to be able to play it on PC, I could have considered making a Create a Wrestler League or a CA League, which is extremely niche on YouTube, but it's out there. I know there are very successful CA Leagues that are still going on years later after they first started, from what I'm aware of. Or maybe that had died down some time ago, like what happened with Extreme CA Wrestling, or ECW for short. Anyway, moving on. Next, we have rhythm games. I explained this in the 7th episode of Computing Comparisons, my canned podcast on Cogules Nation. To refresh your memory, this game genre sees you hitting keys or buttons to the timing of notes going to a certain receptor, usually to the timing of a song or two. Games like Guitar Hero World Tour, to be specific, Rock Band, to be general, Quaver, Os, Eterna, Stepmania, Outfox, DDR, ITG, Luminous, and many more rhythm games would count. More examples include Taiko no Tatsujin or Taiko Drum Master, heck, even Beatmania 2DX. I think it is 2DX, I'm not entirely sure about that. Even Sound Voltex too, who flippin' cares? Most of these I played, some I hadn't. However, this pales in comparison to what DDR had done for this community. DDR is Dance Dance Revolution, for those that don't know. I had actually played on DDR cabs in the past, usually the newer ones, maybe some older ones. I have played older games, like Extreme, Max, Max 2, and even Dancing Stage featuring Disney's Rave. That is the European name for that game, by the way. However, Supernova was the first DDR game I had ever played, from what I remember years ago. I think I was 5 when I played it for the first time. In the basement of one of my family's old homes they were renting at the time. I wouldn't mind reliving some old memories of playing older games with a CRT that still works, old consoles like the PlayStation 2, and relive my childhood gaming memories. Good times were had years ago when I didn't have to worry about squat. Next, we have the fighter. Essentially, combat games that see two or more characters duking it out, whether it be 3D, like Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3, or Sparking Meteor in Japan, or 2D, like a Mortal Kombat, or Street Fighter, or even Guilty Gear game. I think this is also quite a self-explanatory genre of games, though 2D fighters are quite competitive, even nowadays, with some older games making a comeback at the Super Bowl of Fighting Games, EVO. I have played my fair share of fighting games, like Guilty Gear XX Xen Core Plus, Mortal Kombat Deception, Mortal Kombat Armageddon, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, Mugen, Ikimen, to fighting game engines, Tekken, and even some weird ones like Arcana Heart. Yes, that Arcana Heart. Now, I don't have anything else written, so let's do an unscripted section, because I don't care. There are some things that I had forgotten to mention, so if you have anything you'd like to mention or genre that I've missed, because I'm not going to cover anything in like, 20, 30 minutes, feel free to let me know in the comments below. I think on Wavelake, YouTube, and maybe Fountain is where I can see your comments the best. That said, though, let's get into board games now, because that is truly old school gaming. Now, the tabletop role-playing game, as made famous by the likes of Gary Gygax with his Dungeons & Dragons series, boy, he'd be rolling in his grave if he found out what D&D is like nowadays. That said, though, that is a subgenre of the board game, but there are broader board games. Now, I think the best-selling board game of all time is Cards Against Humanity. That game should be pretty self-explanatory. It's extremely dirty, but also one of the most hilarious games of all time. There's actually a family edition of the game, too. The developers of the game, they know their audience. And they had some extremely crazy moments from what I've heard. But Cards Against Humanity, a lot of people know it, a lot of people love it. And there are games like that. I've played even Apples to Apples, which is, well, Mattel's ripoff of Cards Against Humanity, which, let's be real, it can get pretty hilarious too, if you know the right combinations and whatnot, or the most creative ones as well. You basically want to try to get people off guard there. Extremely hilarious. But that's not all the board games I played. No. There were board games based upon video games like Tetris Link, for example, a Tetris board game. Yes, I still have it, though I am missing one of the pieces for some reason. I don't know where the heck it went. But I had an almost complete setup for Tetris Link, actually. It's not new in box because I got it years and years ago. I think that was a long time ago. But you've got other RPGs like HeroQuest. I think this was based off of D&D or something like that, but it's like guided or whatever. I honestly don't know, to be fair. But you have Monopoly, which is extremely famous. Scrabble is another one that's also famous. Those are like different genres of board games, though. But yes, I've played the likes of Monopoly, which we had a weird set of rules and absolutely bizarre set of rules when I played, but that's just my father's side of the family, which was extremely weird with their rules. And oh boy, where can I go from here at this point? I guess I could probably go into what other games would I actually like to play, though, because I'm sure there are some games that would be pretty good. I mean, there are some ways you can play board games on your computer. I mean, I've done that. I've played the likes of Settlers of Catan, I think through Pioneer, if I'm not mistaken. There actually is Axis and Allies as well. I've tried to learn the 1942 second edition called 1942.2, but the game is long. And I'm talking 8 hours long. It is insanity how long those games can go. Ugh, nasty. But there are also other games like Risk. I think I've played the Global Domination version, and I've not played the Strategic Conquest version of the game. Yes, there are two versions of Risk. And there's just a lot more that I have. But there are people playing like Trivial Pursuit. I think I have a version of Trivial Pursuit from the 70s. I do have some. I have quite a few. But I have some weird ones like chess. What is it? Chess Quad? Which is basically four-player chess. It's absolutely strange. And I just have a lot more different games. I even have a board game based upon the television show Cash Cab. No, seriously. Cash Cab of all things. Yeah, it's kind of strange, to be completely fair. Logo. I have Logo as well. I do have some board games, but yeah, it's a lot. I believe that is the music telling me I need to cut this off because I'm about 27 minutes in, or 26, who cares? If you want to listen to more of this podcast in the future, no worries. I produce an episode every single week, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube, Wavelink, or any other podcast 2.0 player. Want to listen to this on the go, but you're using a 1.0 player? No worries. Go ahead and add the RSS feed. I will have the RSS feed linked below. Copy the link, put in your podcast player of choice. You'll just be able to listen to this podcast on the go. It's that simple. That being said, I am out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.